I'm Joe Maddie. How wonderful is this, huh?
I was told there's no camera pictures taken during the meeting.
Even though the camera loves me. At least that's what that's what I think. So first of all, it's an honor, man. It's a privilege. Like, look, I got to thank God for, like, showing me this new way of life, man, and introducing me to Narcotics Anonymous, right? Because, look, it was his work. It might have been through a jail cell or a judge, but it was his work. You know, I'm so thankful for, like, the people in my life, man, that, like, stuck by me, right? That don't leave, man. Thank God we don't get some ears clean in here and walk away. Because, look, I'm a thief by nature. That's what I did, man. That's how I got high. Right? I stole anything and everything I could get my hands on. I'll share a little about that. But, listen, I don't steal no more, man. I don't want to steal from the program. It's saving my life. So that's why I keep coming back. Listen, my clean date is June 6, 2006. Right? Listen, I might be okay sitting on my couch watching my big screen TV because I work hard all day, right? Maybe I'll be all right sitting down and you know, spending time with the kids, right? And, you know, maybe I won't get high. But look, check this out, man. Look, I can't take that chance. Right? And also, why would I walk away from the program that saved my life? You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I'm here today, man. Listen. Look, I'm in love with myself. Listen, I got some inner peace going on inside of me, man. Look, we know about that rage and that deception, right? And all that we had going on when we was out there using, man. Look, the hustle. Look, speaker last night was talking about, you know, telling, you know, Dad, why aren't you going out hustling? You know what I mean? And all I kept thinking when he was sharing that was, your dad was a good damn man, man. You know, I don't know anybody heard a speaker last night, but that's what I was feeling. Like, your father was a good man. You know what I mean? Providing. And that's what Narcotics Anonymous does, man. That's what it did for me, man. Look, it changed me from that sick animal, right? Lying and cheating, stealing out my mama's purse, right? Because it was easy. Stealing from mama was easy, right? Listen, man, growing up, I was a sick little kid, man. And look, I always needed something, right? And look, sometimes, like, weed was a little too expensive. I couldn't get it because I was a kid. I ain't had no money at 11 years old, right? So I had to, like, look, I had to compromise. Right, I had to go down in the basement and start reading cans and shit, right? And saying, harmful or fatal if inhaled. We got the good shit. Look. Spray it in the bag, let's go, right? So look, man, I needed something, man. I'm talking, look, I don't care what it was. Look, stick in my face. Up to the gas tank of my dad's car to breathe that shit in to get high, man. Right? I mean, look, because I couldn't afford some weed that day. Or, you know, what have you, man. But look, that's the belly of the beast, man, of this disease, man. That's where it took me at the age of 11 and 12 and 13. Look, I seen my first rehab when I was 14. Right? And I'm choking out in handcuffs and like the 6th and 7th grade. Listen, I got two daughters, man. One's in high school, one's in middle school, man. I look at them. And I remember what I was doing at that age, man. I was in rehab, right? I was sticking my face up to the gas tank of cars. Listen, thank God for Narcotics Anonymous because it rubs off on my children. Listen, it rubs off on the people around me, man. Too bad we can't save them. Right? The people around us, man, I'd love to save them because I lost a lot of loved ones. Right? I lost a lot of friends. I don't want to lose nobody else, man. Right? And that's why, I feel when I stand Look, when I open my mouth at a meeting, right? When I open my mouth standing up here today, man, like, I feel like, listen, it's my duty, man, right? And it's an honor, and it's my duty, right, to share a clear message of hope, right? Not a broad message of dope, man. Listen, I don't want somebody to think, man, look, I ain't up here for IQ points, man. Right? Look, I'm up here to save my life. Listen, I don't know if any of y'all are in service, but you should be, right? So I go into these treatment facilities, man, and I see that pain. We know about that pain, right? Because we've been there. And I see that pain. I feel good, man. Look. I feel good. Look, I see that pain. Listen, if I can touch one, right? And I feel, look, and I want whatever comes out this mouth, right? I want it to be something that might save a life, right? Look, even if I don't save a life, I'm saving mine, right? And that's the selfishness they talk about in this program, right? Listen, they talk about the selfishness in this program because the selfishness is we need to do it for ourselves. Well, we ain't going to do it for nobody else. So I need to do it for myself, man. That's why I'm here and that's why I do this. My home group is the Cover to Cover Meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. We meet Monday evening, 7 o'clock, St. Mary's County. Now listen, I ain't from around there, right? Look, God had that path set out for me, and I ended up in horse and buggy land, right, with the Amish. Hey, can y'all hear me good? Okay, you need me to speak up. But look, so God had that path set out for me, right? It started with the judge putting his glasses down on his nose and looking over his glasses at me. I don't know, y'all already experienced that? Look, and looking at me. Now listen, this was like the 11th time he did this to me, right? But this time he ain't let me go home, man, with that little bit of 6 month, you know, county time, right? Or that little bit of, you know, 30 days, 90 days, 2 weeks, 9 months, seven, y'all get the picture, right? Listen, there was that revolving door they talk about. That's real. I don't know if y'all know, but that revolving door is real, man. And look, that's why if we don't dig into this program with the steps and like do it. Look, I'm talking about the home group, the step work, the sponsorship. Look, making coffee, showing up, being accountable. That's what keeps us coming back, man. Having something to come back for, man. Having a purpose, man. Having a reason. So he put his glasses on his nose for the last time, man. And God spoke through him. Listen, I'm grateful that he sent me to prison that last time. Because I needed it, man. I needed it. You know why I needed it? Because every time I got out, there was a 7-Eleven right across the street from the jail. Listen, when they let me out them doors, every time I walked right across the street, and I'd start off with a Coke 45, 40 ounce. Well, it was 32. Coke 45. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I would start the bar run. Look, I ain't going to do no dope this time. I'm just going to smoke weed and drink. Hey, that gets boring after a while. Listen, I kept wondering why 2 weeks later I had a full-blown heroin addiction again. People that were good to me, man, like my boss I worked for, look, I stole everything I could get my hands on from that man, right? I was a thief, that's what I'm telling you, man, look. And, you know, I look back, man, I think to myself, that wasn't Joe S. stealing those things, man. That was my disease. Look, anything was better than waking up sick. So, take y'all back, man. Take y'all back. God's been looking out for me since day one, man. Look, take y'all back. 14, I'm in rehab. It's a 60-day rehab, juvenile. The Finan Center in Hagerstown, Maryland, or Cumberland, Maryland, up that way. And I'm about to get out, right? 60 days. I had about 58 of them in. Now listen, I ain't do no heroin back then, right? But I was in rehab with a few people that was, you know, that had did it, right? So we was talking this and that. And, yeah, I said, I ain't never doing that. Because I don't mess with no needles, you know what I mean? So I'm in that, listen, I'm in this little room with my counselor. And my counselor was a cool dude, man. Listen, this is the 80s I'm talking about. Listen, he was a cool dude, man. Look, he had the earring, you know. It looked only in his left ear, right? This is the 80s, right? It meant something different when it was in both ears back then. Look, he had the rat tail, right? Listen. I'm pretty sure he was a recovering addict, man, because he knew how to talk to us. And listen, I went into rehab telling him all I do is smoke a little weed. That's all I do, right? Listen, lying. Man, I was sticking my face up to the gas tank of cars trying to get high, right? Cocaine and acid. I mean, I was doing whatever I get my hands on, right? But I went in there. I just smoked weed. That's all. So this man, we was having this cool conversation, and I told him about, you know, all the huffing, and I left out, you know, I told him that, you know, yeah, I did acid a couple times, and you know, I snorted coke a couple times, and. You know, listen, God was looking out for me back then, but it didn't work back then. But listen, I'm still grateful for the process, man. So listen, I was supposed to go home. He put a halt on that. Because look, I've been lying for 58 days. I ain't even got honest yet. So he threw me right into a 6-month program. I'd love to find that man. Give him a hug. Say, thanks for trying. At least you was doing your part. Look, people been trying for a long time, man. In our lives, people try for a long time to try to help us out and do something. Just like we try now, man, to help out the loved ones that we see and that are struggling, man. Listen, I see people, man, that look like people that have passed away in this program. Right? I seen them yesterday. But he's dead. But I seen him walking around the convention. Right? Picture popped up on my phone. Right? From a convention. Right? Because it's convention time. So we get them Facebook flashbacks. We was at the bonfire. There he is. But he's dead. He died in a gas station bathroom. So it ain't no joke, man. It ain't no joke. And, just trying to look at the time. Yeah. So, listen, thank God, man. Thank God for the people that do that service work, man. Thank God for, like, us showing up and suiting up. So, yeah. So, I did that 6-month program, man. Came home. And, you know, I graduated. Look, I was in there with boys from like Charles Hickey, right? I ain't never been in no place like that, right? So now they talking about all this other stuff, right? Listen, I remember I was 18, 19 years old, right? Now I'm graduating. Look, I ain't stay clean, right? So now I graduated. And like every week, like the boys would show up at my house on a Friday when I got my paycheck. My homeboys. Listen, they would only show up on Friday. They was my boys, man. Right? And then they wouldn't come back. Right? Unless I called them up. And said, oh, I got some money. Pops came by. I got some money. Oh, we there, bro. We there. So they show up, right? They show up every Friday. So one Friday they showed up. You know, same routine, right? Go to the city. You know, we cop some weed and some crack, right? Roll that stuff up together. Listen, it's okay to do that, but if you smoke crack, man, we all mess with you. You know what I mean? If you hit that shit, we all mess with you. Come on, man. Cause you know what I'm saying? And we all know, but look. So they was like, yeah, we're getting some dope this time. I'm like, we always get dope. What are you talking about? Nah, we getting some heroin. I said, man, I ain't doing no heroin, man. I don't mess with no needles, man. Ain't nobody putting no needles in my arm, man. And then they told me, oh, you don't got to use a needle. You can just sniff it. Now, listen. Look. Before rehab at 14, I was chopping and sniffing up any pill I could get my hands on. Everything went up my nose. It didn't matter. Listen, that's why I got sinus problems today, man. My nose bleeds. Right? But God's going to look out for me on that too, man. And so I was like, yeah, all right, that's cool. Whatever. You know, I'm down for anything. I ain't buying all of it, though. So look, man. So look, I did it. Look, I did it. I said, pull over. You know? Blah, you know what I'm saying? I'm all out the car. I said, man, what is this shit, man? I went home and slept for 2 days. Look, I couldn't get up, man. Every time I got up, man, I got sick again. I said, man, I ain't ever doing that again, man. They said, nah, you just did too much. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, I don't know, man. They said, man, trust me. Look, so next, I didn't see him again, so next Friday came around. Look, we went and did it again. But this time I was scared, man. I didn't want to get sick. Right? I ain't like to get sick. So I just did a little tiny, tiny, tiny speck. But see, now I did that speck and the bag lasted me like 5 days. So then I ran out and I tried to go to sleep, man, and my legs felt weird, right? And I called my boy up. I said, man, what is this stuff you're giving me? This stuff is crazy. Now I can't sleep. He was like, oh, you just ill. So he came over, right? See, this is what they knew, man. Listen, he came over. This is what's crazy about that stuff is you got to get a habit in order to fall in love with it. I don't know, that's me. Listen, so he came over and he did it. And then, so boom, right? Look, this is it. I'm doing this for the rest of my life. I feel, look, best feeling in the world. I said, this is it. Until it took me down them roads, man, of kicking doors in every day, right? Lying and cheating and stealing from my mom and, like, hurting and destroying lives around me, right? And, like, being homeless on the street. That's where it took me, right? In and out of jail, in and out of jail, in and out of jail, right? That's where it took me, man. And, hardest thing in the world to stop, man. The hardest thing in the world to stop. That's why all of us today, standing around on this beach, man, watching the sunrise, man, we're miracles, man. Miracles. You know how hard it is to do this, man? We're beating the odds, man. Look, one addict helping another. You can't get this nowhere else. can't get this by a psychologist, and you can't get this out of a, you know what I'm saying, out of the encyclopedias that you study in college, and you know what I mean, you can't get this, man. It's about us together, being there for each other, a phone call away, right? That step work, man, is like the most amazing thing in the world, man. Look, I'm talking about, look, the one I did the 1, 2, 3, and I did the 1, 2, 3, and I was about to get off probation, right? So your analysis was getting ready to stop. You know, I don't know about y'all, but man, like as a kid, right, or growing up, I said, man, I'm going to be an old man on a rocking chair smoking weed. My grandchildren running around or something. Pipe dreams, man. And, you know, so I was coming off probation. And everybody around me on the job was smoking weed, man. And and my brother had moved down with us. Smoking weed. And I said to myself, I'm about to be off probation. I think I can smoke weed. I had 3 years clean. After the judge sent me down to horse and buggy land, right? Listen, I started a life, right? Listen, 3 years clean. I started a life. I got a job. I got married. I had 2 kids. I had a house, right? Had three vehicles, right? Or 4. And I had a life going on, right? Man, it's tricky. Listen, my disease tricked me, man. I stopped going to meetings. I thought I was okay with 3 years. Huh? What am I going to think at 11 or 12 years? You know what I mean? You know, I got this. Just put me on a poster and hang me up on the Narcotics Anonymous wall. It'd be like I'm there. Nah. It ain't never too late. I heard somebody talking yesterday. Somebody had 30-something years clean and relapsed. What? Listen, ain't none of us exempt, man. If we forget this, man, if we stop showing up and opening our mouths, man, and like getting it out, right? And like talking and service, right? We need to stay in service for the rest of our life. That's my opinion. I need to stay in service the rest of my life. I need to continue to show up. I'm sticking to that, right? So, lost my thought. 3 years clean. Thought it was a good idea, man, because I was coming off probation. Listen, I relapsed. I relapsed before I even smoked. I told the boy a week earlier, I said, man, listen, next Tuesday, I'm smoking with you. Listen, that's why we can't let nobody smoke around us. Because, that's happening too, man. People are like, oh, yeah, nah, I'm good. I go hunting with them. I'm going hunting with them. And they smoking weed and drinking, right? I said, hell no. Listen, I went to a concert and they were smoking. And I couldn't stand it. Got a headache, man. I said, man, I can't. Look, I said, it's the last concert I'm coming to. Yeah. Done. I can't go to concerts because they smoke too much weed. You know what I'm saying? So I relapsed. I said, next Tuesday, I'm hitting that with you. Right? So he brought it in. Next Tuesday. And I hit it. I relapsed a week before I even smoked. Maybe longer than that. You know why? Because I ain't worked no steps, man. Like I did the 1, 2, 3 and I stopped. And I didn't do nothing. And I stopped going to meetings. See, it's when life gets good that We slip up, man. A lot. Listen, if we're always... Look, if stuff's always happening, man, and life ain't always good, and life's bad a lot of times, and like we're suffering from our disease, look, a lot of times we'll stay clean through that early on, right? Because we got people supporting us, right? Look, we're constantly going into the meetings. We're constantly doing this. Because we're eager, right? And we're hard up to get that recovery. But when we get big screen TVs and Cadillacs, right? That's when it gets tricky, man. That's when the disease creeps up on you. Listen, I'm proud to say that, like, the desire to use has been lifted from me, man. Through the steps. The spiritual awakening happened on the 6th and 7th step. It happened. Have you experienced that? That's that inner peace, man. Amazing. I got a sponsee that always shares about it. Joe, I want what you have and not the material things. I want the inner peace, man. I want... That's hard to come by. It's hard not to cuss somebody out driving down the road because they cussed you out. The steps help with that. It's hard not to scream and yell at your kids because they little, because it's easy. The steps help with that. I'm proud to say that, like, God has provided me to take care of my mama when she asked me to, man. Take care of my mama, man, when she needs it. I stole whatever I could, man. They come home. The VCR's gone. They come home. Jar change dumped out on the bed. You know? I know. I just leave it there. You know? Because it was mama and I knew I was all right. But let me go into a house, a stranger house. I'm going to cover my tracks as much as I can. Listen, I'm grateful that, like, that last person that I robbed a house with turned state's evidence on me. Y'all know what that means? That means he snitched on me. Listen, I'm grateful. He saved my life. He was part of the process. That last time. Saved my life. Listen, I talked to the guy. Let me share this story because I got a lot of time probably left. Look. I'm going to share this story. So I had a friend of mine that we grew up together. We both caught time together. Different things, right? Just the way it happened. We both caught time together. We both came down to St. Mary's County together. We was in the same program together, right? He ended up messing with a woman, got caught. I messed with a woman, didn't get caught. So he went back to jail. They violated him. He went back to jail. So he's sitting in there. And I'm sorry. That wasn't the time. So he went back to jail. He got out. Started doing good. Came back down to St. Mary's, right? Listen, I was 3 hours away from where they sent me, right? He came back down to St. Mary's. Look, he's doing good. Getting it, right? Couple years passed by. Look. I had gotten my... You know, my family, my house, right? And I was doing good, man. And this was after I relapsed and you know, came back. And I ended up starting my own business, you know, which God sees fit to continue to bless me on that. Sometimes I feel I don't deserve it because I was a junkie and a bum and a thief. And why do I deserve to, like, not have to struggle with, like, bills and stuff, right? Maybe God did all this so I could take care of my mama. Right? I don't know. So a couple years go by, man, and I'm doing it, man. Listen, I'm making money, man. I got my own business. I got, like, 5 vehicles, right? Look, I bought a home. I got all this going on. So my man ended up doing something. He relapsed and he went back to jail. And he's in this jail that I used to go to like 11, 12 different times, right? And the dude that snitched on me was in the jail with him. And he's like, he called me up. He's like, I got him. He's right here, Joe. What do you want me to do? You want me to, look, you want me to hit him? I said, no. I want you to get up out of there, come back down, and start this process again, man. Because it ain't never too late to start over. Don't get that twisted, man. That is what's going to kill us if we think it's too late to start over. I said, put him on the phone. So he put him on the phone. I said, listen, man. I said, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for, like, saving my life. And look, he kept the same story he's always had. Listen, man, I ain't snitching on you, man. Right? Look, that was the same story he kept when, like, I was still thinking I was a thug back then, right? He had just snitched on me, and I got the paperwork, and it says, his name advised, like 50 times on the page. But he ain't do it, right? So I'm in the county, he comes in, he across the hall, and all my boys in there, listen, I told you I've been there 11 times. The guards probably would have punched him in his mouth if I asked him to. So all my boys is over there. I grew up with and schooled and, you know, used with, and we did all this and all that. And all I had to do was, like, be like, that's him. That's him. Look, 30 minutes later, he locked in his cell and they popping the door, taking him out of there. So this time, because I had a program of recovery, right, and I was a better man, right, I said, put him on the phone. Don't let nobody mess with him. Keep this quiet. I don't want nobody to even know that he did this to me. So he kept the same, man, I ain't this. I said, man, just listen to me, please, man. Right now, I'm praying for you. Look, this was years later. He's still getting it. Look, he's still doing it, man. I said, I just pray for you that you can find this thing that I found, man. I said, listen, when you get out, go to Narcotics Anonymous, man. Because you ain't never got to use again. You ain't never got to come back to jail again. You don't got to be a part of this revolving door. I said, look. And, of course, I had to tell him what I had, right? Listen, so I feel the need sometimes to let people know, because sometimes people think it's a lost cause and they ain't never going to be nothing or never going to accomplish nothing. So sometimes I feel the need to tell them that, listen, I told you I was a homeless, bum, junkie thief. That's what I was. So sometimes I feel the need to tell people that, like, when I got out of prison, I came down to this place. They sent me to this place that I didn't know anybody, right? St. Mary's County, horse and buggy land. That's how I like to refer to it, because that's what I saw, right? And I didn't have nothing but the clothes I was wearing. I had a little bag with a pair of socks, a pair of boxers, and a white t-shirt from the county jail. All my stuff was still in prison. They just box it up and they put it away. You got to come pick it up. They don't ship it. They don't care about you, right? And they have all the right in the world not to care about us, because we criminals. You know what I'm saying? So I was all right with that. So I came down there. I didn't have nothing. I didn't have nothing but the clothes on my back, and I didn't know anybody. And check this out, man. I was happier than ever because I didn't know anybody. Couldn't nobody knock on the door. Joe, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Wasn't nobody knocking on the door because they didn't know me. So 5 years after that is when I started my own business. Listen, I bought a 3.5 acre lot a couple, 6, 7, 8 months ago, something like that. Getting ready to build my own house with my own hands, right? My business is just amazing that I don't know why, right? But it is. I know why. Listen, I know why. Because I ain't stealing and I ain't cheating people today and I'm staying clean today and God's looking out for me today because look, I'm not killing and hurting people or myself. So I had the need, look, I feel the need to tell, look, so I told him that. I said, listen, I made $350,000 last year is what I'm telling him on the phone. I got 5, 6 vehicles. I got a house. I got a wife and 2 beautiful little girls, man, that I've been blessed with, right? And then, you know, and I said, man, look, good luck in your life, man. And I said, now put the man, put the other guy back on the phone. Man, I'm telling you, I didn't put the other man back on the phone. So the man he put back on the phone ended up getting out of jail, coming back down, right? Listen, I share people's story in here because it's relevant about the disease. So he come back down, started doing good for a little while, relapsed, right? One day his girlfriend called me up, crying, said he was dead, right? Childhood friend, we grew up together, right? Said he was dead. Said, what happened? She said, every time we would get high, he'd put too much in the spoon and in the needle, and she'd say it's too much, and he would look at her and say, shut up, bitch, I know what I'm doing. Every time, she said, he did that. The last time he put too much in there, she said, that's too much. He looked at her and said, shut up, bitch, I know what I'm doing. I normally don't cuss, but that's what he said, right? And then he died. And listen, 2 weeks prior to that, his mom called me and said, look out for Dave while you're down there. I'm worried about him. What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to, you know what I mean? We can't, man. There ain't nothing we can do. I can't make anybody do nothing, man. So, just another one, right? Because we losing them all the time, man. And I pray that guy that, you know, that turned state's evidence is doing good today, man. And I'm grateful that, like, he did that and started me, because that started me on this journey, man. Because that was the last straw for the judge. So listen, I'm going to tell you how I stay clean today, man. I'm going to tell you, like, what it's like for me today. Look, today, man, look, every day I try to be a better man, a better father, a better husband, a better son, a better friend, a better sponsor, a better sponsee. Listen, I want to improve every day. Listen, if I'm not improving myself through this process every day, I'm doing something wrong. I don't want to ride down a street and cuss somebody out, man, for no reason. Right? And just because somebody's cussing at me, that's not a reason to cuss back. Thugs do recover, right? I got that shirt, man, right? My wife told me not to wear that dingy ass thing down here today. Because I've been wearing it for about 8, 9 years down to the convention. It became a tradition, Cindy, you know what I'm saying? It was a tradition. Hey, and they make some good gear though, man. Look, man, these things last for a long time. But look, I love this convention, man. And I'm grateful and full of joy, man, that like people, like somebody finds it in me to ask me to do something, man. Because we all know how it was. They didn't ask us to do anything back in the day. Oh, is he coming? I ain't coming. No invitations to the family picnic. Huh? I don't want you to ride along with me. Now they call and they ask us. Oh. Listen, when I look, if I'm going somewhere to share, man, I try to find somebody to take with me. I call them up. Right? Newcomers, whatever. Man, let's go. Right? Going to Baltimore. Let's go. That's what it's about, man. One addict helping another. You can't get that nowhere. It's without parallel. You know what I'm saying? You can't get it. So listen, I'm going to say this. I'm going to close. If you're new, right? And when I say new, I don't care if you got 4 months clean and this is your first time around in Narcotics Anonymous. You're new, right? Make sure you have a sponsor. Listen, make sure that you have a home group with a service position so you can look, so you can be accountable to show up at that home group every week, no matter what. Because that's what, look, that'll play in your mind all week long. I got to make my home group because I got to open the door or I got to make the coffee. So important, man, a home group. With a service position in that home group, man. And that sponsor of yours, right? Hopefully he's talking about the steps and you working them. Because if he isn't, you might want to find another sponsor. Because the steps is what's going to save our life. If we don't work the steps, we might not make it. Listen, I had 8 years clean. My fourth step was in my nightstand. They tell you not to do that, and I did it. Don't they? Look, I started on and I shoved it in my nightstand. It says right in the literature not to do that. So I'm at a meeting. God had like 4 days clean. Right? And he shared that if he don't do no work, he might not make it. Hit me like a ton of bricks with 8 years clean. Somebody with 4 days clean might have saved my life. I went slam home, took it out, and sat it on top of my nightstand. It wasn't in the drawer no more. Listen, I didn't do nothing for another week or so, but I put it on top. Now I can see it every time I walk in the room. Right? And then, look. And then my kids was involved in, you know, soccer and softball and, you know, all that good stuff, right? That we should be doing with our children. And I would take them to practice. Listen, I got an hour and a half with nothing to do. Why not do step work? So I'm on my fourth, man, and I'm doing it while I'm here, man. And while I'm at these games, I'm doing it and I got it done. And then I, you know, went through, man, and it was the best thing ever, and it freed me. The steps freed me from myself, because we're destructive to ourselves. So if you're new in here, and your sponsor's not talking about step work, and you doing it, then you need to find another sponsor through Narcotics Anonymous. Listen, I'm grateful. Thanks, look, I'm grateful for the Ocean City committee asking me to do this. This is the longest meeting that I've ever had to do in my life. Because I did some workshops in there, right? Don't leave 5 minutes for the miracle, right? So if you don't have everything I had today, like I was the business and all, who cares? Listen, I'm telling you, that, look, I know there's one promise, freedom from active addiction, but the blessings are uncountable. The blessings are uncountable. As long as we don't get high, listen, we got an automatic pay raise. And it's going to continue to happen, man, as long as we're doing the right thing. I don't want to live shady. Listen, I don't want to buy stolen generators. Right? Because I got money, it seems like a good idea. Right? I ain't working 4-step, 8 years clean yet. So at 6, 7, 3, and 2 years, when I had money, I was buying all that. And it was wrong. And God showed me it was wrong. He showed me it was wrong because I got ripped off. Clean. So, listen, with that, look, man, look, don't go back to bed. Don't go back to bed. Eat some breakfast, right? And look, a lot of times it's free in the hotels, right? So eat some breakfast, hit some workshops. And you know, tonight, we getting it on the dance floor with the grooving. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Hey, white boy got some moves, man. I'm telling you, check it out. Look, thanks for letting me share.